This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are billions of sneakers out there in circulation in the global economy. Running shoes, tennis shoes, cross trainers, billions of them. People put them on every day and probably don't give them a second's thought, but the truth is making them is a nightmare. They are labor-intensive, and it takes months to get a pair to market. So Adidas is trying to do something about that. It's built a brand-new sneaker factory in Germany, Speed Factory, they call it. Mark Bain is a fashion reporter at Quartz. He wrote recently about his trip to the Speed Factory this past summer. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Before we start talking about how Adidas is proposing or making sneakers in this newfangled factory, tell me how they're made now, most times.
So your sneakers are not made in one factory. They're made over this sprawling network of specialized factories. When you look at your shoe, there are a whole bunch of different components. You know, those things can be made. The outsole could be made in a factory in one country in Asia. The midsole could be made in a factory in an entirely different country in Asia. Those things are sent to yet another factory where they're put together. And then you have all the pieces of the upper. It might be like a knit fabric. It might be leather. Again, that stuff is like produced one place. It can be cut and then stitched in other places. Eventually, it all ends up in this one factory where they put a final sneaker together. But it's a long process.
Wow. All right. So in Ansbach, Germany, Adidas and a partner have spent, safe to say, hundreds of millions of dollars. They're not saying exactly how much, but a whole lot of money to build this Speed Factory. And how is it changing sneaker production?
So the Speed Factory centralizes everything. It's concentrating all of these different processes into one place. It's also streamlining everything. First off, a lot of it is automated. So in the Speed Factory, instead of like 60 days to produce a sneaker, they can do it in a matter of days. They can actually do it in a matter of hours. But there are certain parts of the sneaker, like the way they make the outsole, it actually has to rest.
So like sit there, like after you get meat off the grill, it has to rest?
It's got to stabilize, and it takes a couple days. So actually, the slowest part of the process is just waiting for this stuff to happen. Otherwise, they could actually assemble a sneaker in hours.
That's wild. All right, let me pick up on a couple of things you talked about. Automation. It's one thing to automate a car factory, right? Because you go in there, and I've been to car factories all over the place, and they're moving these big chunks of metal around with robots, and that makes sense. But with a pair of sneakers, you're dealing with relatively fragile pieces of cloth and rubberish stuff, and that's got to be a whole different deal.
Yeah, it is. It's a funny thing that I don't think people really realize, but automating sneaker production is a really big challenge. It's a big hassle because you're dealing with these soft parts that robots are just not very good at handling. They basically have to develop new machines.
All right. So here's the $64,000 question. At the end of the day, is a sneaker or a running shoe or what have you made in the Speed Factory better than something that is made the traditional way?
Not necessarily. First off, one thing that's worth understanding is they're only making a limited range of products at the Speed Factory.
Right.
They're focusing
it's a
on
test
these premium.
Bed, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they're making the premium performance shoes that are actually designed specifically to be made there. So they've been designed to be made with, you know, as few steps as possible, essentially.
Right.
They want to make the next generation of sneakers there, not the previous generation.
The next generation of sneakers. It's kind of amazing, right?
Yeah, it's really impressive when you walk into the place. So I got a chance to go visit in July as part of a group of journalists who was the first to step foot in there. And it was just efficient is definitely the word I would use to describe it.
Mark Bain, he's a fashion reporter at Quartz. Great piece on the German Adidas Speed Factory over in Ansbach, Germany. Mark, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.